Trump admin invites oil industry input on new California offshore leases. The Trump administration on January 26 took its first step toward offering new offshore oil and gas drilling leases in California, inviting industry nominations for potential sales in federal waters off the state's central and southern coasts. The Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management issued a call for information, seeking input on potential lease areas for auctions as early as 2027. The action follows Interior Secretary Doug Burgum's November order, Unleashing American Offshore Energy, which directed the agency to scrap the Biden administration's 2024-2029 leasing program and expand access to offshore resources. "We're taking the first step toward a stronger, more secure American energy future," Matt Giacona, acting director of the Bureau, said in a statement. "These calls begin a careful analysis of two key areas with promising resource potential on the outer continental shelf to help guide future decisions about potential leasing and development, supporting U.S. energy security, creating good-paying jobs, and reducing reliance on foreign energy, all while maintaining our commitment to responsible environmental stewardship." The move aligns with President Donald Trump's energy agenda, which aims to boost domestic production and reduce reliance on foreign oil. Federal waters produced 14% of U.S. oil in 2024, but Pacific leases accounted for just 0.1%. No new Pacific drilling rights have been auctioned since 1984, following the 1969 Santa Barbara spill that released more than 4 million gallons of oil and spurred environmental laws. The proposal, part of a draft five-year plan released in November 2025, envisions up to 34 lease sales across 1.27 billion acres, including six off California's Pacific coast between 2027 and 2030. It reverses Biden-era restrictions and breaks decades of precedent in federal drilling policy near California. California Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the move in a January 23 joint letter alongside Oregon Governor Tina Kotek and Washington Governor Bob Ferguson. "If offshore drilling is too dangerous for Mar-a-Lago, it's too dangerous for working families on our coasts, it leads to dead wildlife, devastated communities, and billions of dollars in economic damage to fishing, shipping, and tourism industries," Newsom wrote. "We won't sacrifice that to enrich oil companies, especially when a single spill can cause devastation for generations. We'll use every legal tool available to stop Donald Trump's offshore drilling plan." The American Petroleum Institute, along with more than 80 other organizations, applauded the drilling plan. "Expanding leasing, exploration, and development of U.S. offshore oil and natural gas resources can drive economic growth and energy production, further strengthening American energy leadership," the coalition wrote. "We appreciate that the proposal includes traditional production regions where production has some of the lowest carbon footprint in the world, areas close to existing infrastructure, and frontier areas."